Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 22nd of August 2009 and the time is 2:25 in the afternoon. Can I ask you to tell me your name, age and where you come from, please?
Sure, my name's Lucy Pask and I'm from Chesham in Buckinghamshire. And did you ask my age? Okay, I'm 29.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I got an email from a close friend who sent a CC everyone in type email going, look at this, wouldn't it be a laugh, let's all apply. So that's when I first heard about it, and then that was back in February, March, it was ages ago.
And what would you say your motivation was to put your name forward?
Partly everybody else had, which is always good. Partly because I really, because the name Anthony Gormley stuck out to me as something fantastic, and because it's to do with the fourth plinth as well. I know a little bit about the history of the fourth plinth and I could see that this was going to be something completely unique, and to have that opportunity. Because I've been working in offices close to Trafalgar Square for the last 7 years, it's a part of London I've known every day, so it was great to be involved with it.
So tell us more then what you've been doing for the last few years. Where is it you've been working? What have you been doing?
Started off working in events and wedding planning, and then I started helping businesses with their marketing needs. And that culminated in working in sales in a really fabulous hotel called St Martin's Lane. And then I got headhunted from there to go and work with an events and experiential marketing agency to help them with their win new business. And in February, about the time I applied for this, I just left my job to start my own business. So I'm now running my own business, helping small companies do their marketing.
Great. And how did you get into that in the first place?
I've got a marketing degree, and but I didn't think I wanted to do marketing, but it turns out I'm really good at it. It turns out, actually, you know what, this is something I really love doing. And because I've got, because I'm quite evangelical about social media as well, a lot of the companies I'm working with really value my insight into how they can use that, especially small and medium-sized businesses, how they can basically, you know, really make the most of their marketing budget and work with that. And it's really nice to work that way. It's a really nice way to work.
Okay. What is he going to be doing for the hour when you're up on the plinth?
For the whole hour, minute by minute, no. I've thought long and hard about what to do, and originally I was thinking, oh, I should make sure I'm doing something every minute, and you know, there's so much of my life I want to talk about, and there's so much of London I want to talk about, and you know, I'm really excited about the Olympics, and I'm really excited all my family are coming up, and I could do so much. And actually I thought, after a while, I just thought, no, this is crazy, because I just want to go up there and enjoy the experience. And when I realised that people were choosing the one thing that they were most passionate about to talk about, it was really obvious to me that I should talk about girl guiding. It's something I've been involved in for 20 years, bearing in mind that obviously I was a brownie, so that's okay. So I've been involved in it for 20 years, and at the moment I became a girl guide leader just 3 years ago, and I'm really loving being involved in it as an adult. And yeah, we've got our centenary starting in exactly 2 weeks' time, so when the date came up, I was like, you're kidding, that's so perfect, I can't not talk about it. And then the other thing is, when I told I've got a guide unit of 32 guides, and when I told them about it, guides is all about challenging yourself, and obviously I spend my time encouraging them to challenge themselves and decide on things that they find difficult to do. And so they put that back at me and said, okay, well, you challenge yourself and you do some stuff. So I'm going to be up there today just talking about what I love about guiding, so hopefully I'll look okay.
And how does it feel then to have stuck with girl guiding for so long, and you know, to still be involved actively? What does the association mean to you?
I think it's the most exciting organisation to be involved in the world, because it means something completely different to everything. Everybody that's involved in guiding, it means something different to them. It might mean friendship, and it might be a place to meet new people. For me personally, it's been the opportunity to gain skills in running my own business that I literally almost on the job skills about that I wouldn't have learned any other way. It's incredibly rewarding to help young girls reach their potential in life, But obviously I'm only just at the beginning of that, having only done it 3 years, and it's all just starting to come back round, and it just feels so fantastic. And I think everyone that's involved in guiding gets something different from it, no matter how old they are, because you can be a rainbow at 5 years old and you can carry on guiding into trefoil. Well, that's it, you can just carry on as long as you like. So it's a nice organisation to be part of.
What significant memories do you have thinking back to when your earlier years in the guides?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Everyone asks me that. Everyone says, what do you remember about being a guide? I have great memories of a lot of really great things. I was part of a really fantastic unit in Surrey, and we did a lot of really good camps. I mean, a lot of week-long, middle of the field, do anything you like for a week camps, and that's got to be my abiding memory of being a guide. When I was a brownie, it was all the things that we got the opportunity to do that no one else at my school seemed to have done, like visit the local fire station or go into the zoo on our own and do all that kind of stuff. So the older I got, the things that were more important to me was the freedom, and when I was younger it was more the really cool things that I got to do that were special. And my memories in, I know that the memories that are going to live with me longest now from being an adult are going to be the things to do with watching other people get that experience back. So it's nice.
And going to the first to the marketing and then afterwards to being master of your own business as well.
Yes.
Led you into marketing in the first place? But why did you choose that to go to university with?
That's a good question. One you'd have to go back in time and ask me 10 years ago why I did it. I think the thing that I love most about marketing is that it's more to do with communication. I think communication is so important for businesses to get right, and it can mean the difference between them surviving and going under a lot of the time. And getting it right can mean they can really excel. So it's the thrill of getting that really got me into looking at university, and it was everything I thought it would be, which was good.
And how does it feel having just taken on then your own business, having working for various organisations, being headhunted, you mentioned?
Yep.
What's that been like?
It's nice to work for myself. I've got a really understanding boss. Working for myself means that I'm finding clients that I can genuinely be passionate about. They're not clients that are given to me. They're clients that actually I'm working on things that I really enjoy. I'm in the middle of helping launch a new wedding venue down in Surrey. It's fantastic. It's going to be run by a couple, and they're so passionate about what they do. It's great to be part of something that's alive rather than something that's just another cog in a wheel and a machine. So that's great. I'm helping the Girl Guides at the moment to launch their centenary with a massive event in Crystal Palace Park for 6,500 people. And that's awesome to be involved in that. Just historically, it's quite nice to be involved in that. And my next couple of projects will be similar things. People who love what they do, who want to take it to the next step, rather than businesses that just need to rebrand because they've got the budget. That's what I love doing.
And how does it feel being part of the One Another project?
Amazing. I'm really nervous today. I'm really excited to be part of the One Another project. I'm really excited that a lot of my friends are coming up, and that any opportunity I can get my friends into London, because many of them don't like to come into London, so any opportunity that I can get to have them experience the city in a fun way, I think is amazing. And so they're all going to be here today. The last time my friends came up to see me do something silly in London was when I ran the London Marathon, and it rained all day. They were so soaking wet and annoyed by the end of the day, standing out in the rain for 12 hours waiting for me to run around London. This time they've only got to be here for one in the glorious sunshine. And so I think it'll be a lot more fun for them. But it's so exciting to be involved in this.
And what does the project mean to you?
You know what, just to be involved in anything on the fourth plinth I think is fantastic. I've been not actively involved in the debate, but I think it would be such a shame if there was anything ever on that plinth that was static and stayed there. We don't need another statue of a dead person in London. There are way too many memorials, and they're great, they play their part, but we're beyond that now. We're in the 21st century, and that plinth should be a living, breathing, changing space of what London is at that particular moment in time, whether it's Alison Lapper or an image of what a hotel could be like, or whether it's what Anthony Gormley wants to do with it. That's what that plinth should be used for, and I hope that this project will spark even more creative projects in the future. I think that would just be that would be really incredible to be part of that, the thing that did that. That would be great.
And what's your journey been like from first finding out about it to putting your name forward to being contacted and told you've been allocated a slot to being here now?
Yeah, that was a nice day when I got that email. I didn't quite believe the email at first. I actually thought a friend had sent it to me as a joke. So I did email it round a few people and go, is this for real? And then I was very excited. And then it's gone from actually forgetting about it a little bit and thinking, okay, I have to do something about that next week. And then in the last week, I've been a bag of nerves, trying to work out what to say and do, and hoping that I'm not going to disgrace myself too much. And I've been logging on every day thinking, what were people doing? What am I going to do? But I think I'll be pretty calm about it once I'm on the cherry picker, I think. I hope.
And what impact would you like your hour to have?
What impact would I like my hour to have? You know what, actually, I know exactly what impact I want to have. I've got two girls coming up today. I've got a guide who has been a guide at this particular unit longer than I've been there, who's decided that she wants to stay on and be a young leader, and I'm going to enrol her, and she's going to make her promise in Trafalgar Square, as is my unit helper, who's never been involved in guiding in her life, but over the last 2 years has really grown to love what we do and has decided that she would also like to make her promise and take it to the next stage further. So if you like, the impact of being here today means that I've invited them up. They'll have a mountaintop moment that they're not going to forget, you know, good or bad. That's going to go in their sort of background history, and they're going to remember that. And that's going to be, that's pretty awesome to be that person that did that. Oh my God, do you remember the time when? That's pretty nice to have that. I doubt, you know what, it would be really great if everyone read some of the stuff I was holding up and decided en masse to come and be a goal guide leader. That would also be amazing. But actually, you know what, the most important thing to me is the people that I work with, my unit, so yeah.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Oh, Second Amersham on the Hill Guides. Without a doubt.
What would you like to take away from the experience?
I get to experience London in a totally different way. I get to say that I've done something that hardly anybody else has done. And that, to me, is the most important thing I get to do.
And what other important, or what would you say are the other most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Generally, I don't know. I don't know. It's very strange. Everything seems to have happened in the last 2 years. I think I got married in November. So obviously it's great to be starting married life. I started my business in February. So obviously I started something new in that side of my life. And come September, October, when my current project's finished and this is done and the launch has happened and the venue's launched, all that kind of thing, it'll be the next thing to start, really. And this is part of that story. This is part of those changes, and it's a big year of change, I think.
So what hopes and plans do you have for the future?
I hope that my business is going to go incredibly well. I hope that all my nieces and nephews will forgive me for continuously forgetting their birthdays, and that I get on really well with them. And I'm hoping that everything goes so well in the next year that we can buy a good house next year and carry on commuting into London and enjoying ourselves. So.
What were your closing thoughts on being here in the production office just before you got on the plane?
I don't really want to get out. It's really strange. I don't know whether you've done this on purpose. You're like, I'm going to put you somewhere really claustrophobic before I put you 8 metres in the air in front of people. I am nervous. I think I'll be less nervous when I'm outside and I see people. I'm just like, come on, I want to go. I want to do it. So yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.